Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
My girlfriend had a previous partner that had a penis that was a lot larger than mine. My penis is 6 inches long. When we have sex, how do I know if I'm pleasing her?
Oh, the pressure that we give men related to their penis size is enough to break my heart. Seriously, though, men, if you haven't heard it before, let me tell you now. In all likelihood, your penis is enough to please another person. Will everyone in the world like it? Probably not. But not everyone in the world will like anything. As many women will tell you, bigger is not always better. There is only so much room inside a woman's vagina, anus, or mouth, and if a penis is longer or wider than is comfortable for a woman, then that can be really challenging for couples. Your penis, at 6 inches long, is on the long end of average. Given that many women enjoy sexual stimulation in the first few inches of their vagina, and often on the front wall, you have more than enough length to reach these parts of the vagina. Plus, sex is more than the size of a man's penis or a woman's vagina. Communication, relationship satisfaction, technique, an openness to exploration, and how two people feel about each other all have so much more to do with sexual satisfaction. If you're concerned about pleasing your girlfriend, consider talking to her about how crazy you are about her and how much you want to please her. Try to open up conversation in ways that encourage her to share with you what feels good to her or what she'd like to try. Together, you can explore ways of touching, kissing, and having sex that feel good to both of you and that can focus on what you both have rather than what you're worried about not having. Both The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and The Guide to Getting It On are two books that you may find interesting as you try to learn more about each other's desires and pleasures. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.